sometimes it just feels absolutely unbearable. It feels like we can never do enough. We're trying to do just this little amount that we can, but the need is staggering.
Noelle, given the backlog of immigration cases, is this affecting judges as well?
Oh my God, yes. 900,000 cases in that backlog. Judges are incredibly stressed. I went to immigration court yesterday to put this in perspective, and a single judge was considering 80 cases. That took him half the day. I talked to Ashley Tabador. She's the president of the National Association of Immigration Judges, and I asked her, what are your colleagues telling you?
Our judges are absolutely burned out. They call and reach out to us on a regular basis, and they are just burned out. Our judges are doing the best they can, but we are really facing unprecedented times.
And just lastly, Audie, Border Patrol agents down here say the same thing, burnout, burnout, burnout.
That's Noelle King reporting from El Paso, Texas. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Now a follow-up to a recent story. Last month, NPR broke the news of the Trump administration's plan to scale back the program protecting military family members here illegally from deportation. Today, NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez brings us the stories of some of the service members who could be affected by this change.
30-year-old Enoch Arona is in the Navy and could be deployed at any time. But he's less worried about combat than returning home and his mother not being there. President Trump promised major immigration sweeps would soon start if Congress can't tighten asylum rules. Arona worries about men with guns surrounding his parents' home looking for his mother. She entered the country illegally 35 years ago.
It'd be like my world crashing down, you know, if I come back home to find out that, you know, my mother's been deported. You know, she's been pretty much my support this entire time. She supported my dream of going into the military when I was younger. She supported me when I was on deployment.
Arona, who is a citizen, is a U.S. Navy petty officer. He hoped his military status would protect his mother. His lawyer told him she qualifies for a program designed to protect the families of service members and veterans from being deported. But now, as the Trump administration cracks down on illegal immigration, the program is under threat. Margaret Stock is Arona's immigration attorney.
I think most people can imagine what it would feel like if you were fighting for your country overseas, and at the same time, the government that's employing you in battle is trying to deport your family.
The program is called Parole in Place. An official with the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services said parole is supposed to be used on a case-by-case basis when there is an urgent humanitarian need or a significant public benefit. Luis Ramos is an operations specialist in the Army National Guard. He already had his deployment orders to a combat zone when he heard immigration sweeps would likely include Chicago, where he lives with his mother and family.
I do not want to cause anybody to lose their life because I'm thinking of home, but in like times off or like time when I would like get homesick, it would really hit me hard.
Ramos is lucky. He just learned from his lawyer that his mother would receive the protection by the time he will deploy next month. The possibility of ending parole in place has turned into a campaign issue. Democratic presidential candidates Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, and Kirsten Gillibrand vow to fight for the program. Other senators are also concerned, including Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth. She said it's a national security issue if a soldier is distracted.
He's going to be focused on his family. He's not going to be focused on his job, which puts him in danger, puts his squad in danger, puts his unit in danger of attack.
That's Arona's mom, Maria Teresa. She says there are many people like her who live day by day, unsure whether they'll be arrested. She says her family, her church, her life is in the United States. She hasn't been back to El Salvador in 35 years. For now, Enoch Arona tries to keep his mom up to date on the news.
We talk literally every single day, even if it's just to say hi or to see how you're doing or just to talk. That is one relationship that if we're all separate, it'd just be horrible. It'd be very painful.
Arona hopes to soon get a call from the U.S. government saying his mom will be safe. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Washington.